Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to a Saturday special edition of EV News Daily. My name is Martin Lee, and this is a very special Saturday the 30th of June edition. I've done this over the last few weekends, actually. Interviews with the people, the personalities, and the stories behind what it makes for a whole EV industry to work. Things like the charging networks, the different people making the cars, and in this case, where you'll be buying and selling, possibly, your used EVs from. Now, you may know that one of the big websites, you probably go to this all the time, is called InsideEVs.com, and they're part of a wider network of people who just adore cars and transport and motorsport and things like that. Well, as part of that, they've launched a brand new website earlier this week. It really is only a few days old, and I'm delighted to be joined on the phone right now from somewhere just as sunny as London right now. Dimitri, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Martin. Glad to be here.
Where do we join you from live today?
So it's actually from sunny Miami, where headquarters of Motorsport Network is.
In London, we're going through a very rare spell of about 25 degrees. And how warm is it in Miami today?
Probably about 32.
Oh, man, okay, you win. Miami always wins, but you win. You definitely win today. So earlier this week, we saw this news come through, this news drop about a brand new website, myev.com. It's great to have you on the show today to find out a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more briefly about the website.
Thanks, Martin. So realistically, the idea came about from noticing all the pains in the marketplace. So as an EV enthusiast myself, I constantly search for an interesting EV. And then when I do have one, I try to see how I could sell it. And realizing that there isn't really a marketplace in the world that accommodates that need. And when you go to a regular marketplace, there isn't just even basic search tools that allow you to look for a certain battery size, a certain range. And there's such a big abundance of information that's necessary for somebody to understand in order to make a right decision, which EV vehicle they'll get into. It's scattered all over the place. With all that in mind, we said this is an amazing opportunity here, not just to create a marketplace around it, but really help people understand all the even hidden values of electric vehicles, help them convert to it, help them enjoy it, and then help make their ownership experience, which could be translating from one vehicle to another, painless. So that's how the idea came about, and it took an enormous effort and a quite large team to put it together, but we're glad we are where we are, and we still have a long way to go.
Well, yeah, up until now, I've been using websites, things like, I don't know if you have a similar, you must have obviously similar things in the States. Over here, we have Auto Trader, which used to be the magazine, and then it just kind of all went online, and you get the feeling with those websites, as good as they are, as much as they list lots of cars for sale from private individuals and dealers as well, you always get the feeling that it's kind of EVs have now been bolted on as afterthought is perhaps a little cruel, but it's not kind of custom built. As you mentioned, things like battery sizes. Really, you started this project, you know, the blank sheet of paper, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, I hate to compare it, but, you know, we always try to find a comparison. It's kind of like Tesla, you know, where they're not a traditional OEM. They started from a blank slate, right? And they thought we're going to do this right from the very, very beginning. So similar in our way, you know, good for us, we don't have a legacy marketplace that we had to try to adopt and shape a Frankenstein per se.
It's easy to forget, I suppose, that a lot of people are coming to this day by day at the moment. There's so much momentum behind electric cars and going, okay, right, how does a battery work? How do I plug it in? And I noticed that you've got really three headings: selling, buying, and learning. So that's kind of one of your three pillars, it seems, like you're educating people.
You're absolutely right, Martin. And one thing that we notice is that a lot of people are, I call it EV curious, right? They heard about this, they read news, somebody told them about it, but they don't have enough information to really convert to an EV buyer. And as much as you and I know in the space, once you drive an EV, it's really hard to go back to an ICE vehicle. It's literally like your ICE emotions are iced. So once you get there, you're there, and you start understanding what all this group of enthusiasts were talking about. But to get there, it's a giant leap. And, you know, we're not the only ones that's there to help people understand the benefits are. You are. Thank you for your daily podcast. We've truly been enjoying it for a long time. And there's great communities like Inside EV and many others that are also trying to help this movement. But when it comes to actual transaction, you know, there's many different triggers of why people would buy their next vehicle. Some are price sensitive, some are convenient, some are for speed, some are for luxury. There's many of these things. And luckily enough that EV vehicles check off a lot of those boxes. People just don't know that yet. And what we're trying to do is help them bridge that gap. So literally, when somebody knows a little piece of information, for instance, that maybe their freeways are free for an electric vehicle, and that will help them save on their monthly cost of owning a vehicle. Or maybe, obviously, their electricity rate is lower than their petrol rate. So if you start combining those benefits, all of a sudden, to a group of individuals that are price sensitive of owning a vehicle, that they don't even care what type of car they have as long as it's affordable for them and within their budget, all of a sudden, to all of those guys, EV becomes an obvious benefit. So we're trying to bridge the gap for any and all motivational points for those that are buying, that could potentially buy EV. And if we do that, then we help create a large enough community of buyers that know which EV vehicles are right for them. Therefore, by default, we'll be helping the sellers because we'll help them get rid of their vehicles and help them upgrade their vehicles much more quicker.
One of the things, I guess, about the old world, if I can say, you know, the magazine world, when you had to advertise your car in the newspaper or magazine, and it always cost a fortune, and then that kind of world went online, but it's still now really expensive. And this is, I'm not doing a disservice, by the way, to the, they've all got lots of staff and big buildings to pay for, but you know, you go onto those typical things, those websites, it just costs a fortune to sell. But yours says it's free. I don't want to be too cynical. Where's the catch?
I do believe a marketplace needs to be free. We shouldn't charge people to meet each other. But where we could make our money is from providing additional value-add services that people could have as an option to choose. Once you do commit to a transaction, once you do think, okay, I found the right vehicle for me, now you need whole types of different items around it. You need a charger at home. You most likely need an electrician to come out and help you put in that charger. You might need a shipping service. You might need finance, and you might need other things. And all of these services provide a lead generation type of fee when we do bring them a customer. So we spend an enormous time of vetting a proper vendor who is on board with the same vision as we are, who's not there just to make money, but they're really out there to help the EV movement. And we make a business transaction with them that if we do help refer to a particular chargers because we chose them as the best, and remember, we do have Inside EVs as an enormous editorial power to help us review a lot of these products and vendors and companies out there. So when we do make that choice, we then make a deal that they will give us a couple of dollars for sending them the right client because they're giving a break to the client and they're giving a break to us.
That's fantastic. What a great service to offer a community to build for free as well. MyEV.com, when you look at the menu down the left-hand side, you really have thought about everything because it's got the obvious things like price and mileage, but you can even break it down into what's the range of the car and what's the kilowatts of the motor? Even those kind of things. Like, nobody asks on a normal car website, how far do you want to go on a tank of gas? But of course, that is a consideration with EV. So did you have to try and have a long list and then whittle it down and say, well, we don't need this menu, but we do need that menu kind of thing?
We spent a long time researching and talking to EV owners and regular ICE owners, figuring out why. And that helps us shape the product. So when I do mean that we still have a long way to go, even though we believe we have the basics out there, we do look for a community, we do look for users to please give us any and all type of feedback of how is it easier for them to locate a perfect EV for them. For example, soon we're going to launch a feature that will ask you a simple couple of questions about the current vehicle that you have and a current driving style, and it will actually match you with a more EV type of vehicle that could fulfill that lifestyle that you're looking for. So it'll be more than just filters that are tailored to an EV vehicle, because some folks, quite honestly, they still don't know what a kilowatt is. You know, they're still used to horsepower. So we will be making that bridge for them where we say, are you used to, you know, a 300 horsepower vehicle? Well, this is what that translates to kilowatts. And here are the search results of all vehicles in the EV space that are available within that power range.
Man, that is so smart, I guess. Yeah, because you've been thinking about this for such a long time that, yeah, of course, people are I love that phrase, EV curious. I'm definitely stealing that from you. It's such a, such a good phrase. And hey, I noticed as well that it says, you know, it's myev.com, but in the logo at the top left, it still says beta. So you are definitely seeking feedback from people listening to this, can be some of the first in the world to go and see this website. And how do people feed back to you so that you can make those improvements?
So we have all these green triggers all over the place. There's a live chat in the bottom right, which is actually connects you to a live person in our office.
That's not AI. So when it says
no,
because earlier on it came up with like, how can I help you? And I was like, oh man, that's just AI is super clever, but you assume it's not a human being.
This is a real human being that used to work in an EV environment as a, you know, sell advisor. So knows the EV space very well. And we do have additional help for this individual, but so far he's able to help out on basic and other questions. So there is a real human behind this. And quite honestly, you'll notice myself answering our own Twitter feeds because I am super passionate about listening to the community and figuring out what is it that they really want. But another feedback module is in the bottom sort of center of the website where you could give us any and all type of feedback. And as much as we love praising and thank you, I'm really looking forward to negative stuff. Like, tell me we're crazy and that something is going wrong so we could fix it. Because at the end of the day, we want to tailor it to how everybody will be most convenient to buy and sell their EV. And that's our goal.
I think people that might be surprised to hear you say send the bad stuff as well. It reminds me of a thing I heard Elon Musk say once when he was like, he constantly lives in perpetual misery because if a bit of Tesla is working well, he doesn't need to focus on that. He needs to help the bits that aren't doing so well to improve. And so his whole day is just full of stuff that isn't quite working right. So, you know, even from the man himself, he's like, no, the bad stuff is where we can make the improvements. So, you know, do send all your suggestions through to Dimitri. But, you know, the good and the bad and the constructive, constructive criticism is the way it should be, right?
Yes.
Just to confirm, right now, it's North America only to begin with?
Yes. So it's North America, but obviously there's a lot of EV movement internationally. And for us, as part of Motorsport Network, which has a global presence, and they're in over 20 countries already, we do look to expand into those most active EV countries relatively quickly.
Yeah, if anyone loves watching Formula E who's listening to the podcast, or even Formula One these days, you'll have seen lots of the trackside banners that say motorsport.com, a huge network, big presence. They've, you know, really got some strength in depth in terms of the people that work within the organization. Now, this may be a stupid question, but when you launch a website buying and selling EVs, when you first launch it, how do you launch it without having zero cars for sale?
So, quite honestly, we've been privately available, so it hasn't been publicized, but you were able to enter myev.com for over a month now. So unless you knew, we're hidden it from search engines, we're hidden it from publicity, but if you knew the domain directly, you were able to access it. So we literally went out there and sought after a couple of communities. We saw classified sections, we saw little gatherings that we attended where EV like-minded individuals were together, and we literally exposed and looked for sellers. And we talked to dealers as well, because you got to remember, dealers out there, they don't have the proper infrastructure to support an EV sale. They really don't. If you go to majority of the dealerships out there, the stores, their EV vehicles are sometimes in the back, they're not charged, their salespeople don't know the right information about it, and the EV curious individuals that walks into the dealership are usually more knowledgeable than the sales staff. And that's a problem. So for us to talk to a dealer or dealer network and say, hey guys, we know how to expose the right attributes of these electric vehicles. And we're going to spend enormous amount of time of gathering the right information around it and putting it to the proper buyers. So we could do this better than you, long story short. Therefore, they have no problem of putting that inventory into our marketplace.
Awesome. Well, look, from the very kind of not low end, but the most affordable end of the market, things like the Mitsubishi iMEVs and the Nissan Leafs, which are, you know, 6 or 7 years old now, the very first 24 kilowatt hour ones, which are floating around on the used market at really sensible prices. If you just need to do some short commuting distances, maybe even got some PV on your roof if you live somewhere sunny. This is a free way to commute. And then, you know, it's a great way to get into cars as well for just a few thousand dollars, all the way up to, I mean, you've got things on here. You've got Tesla Model Xs and, you know, you've got the very top S. You've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
It's a whole spectrum. That's why we do believe that everybody is an EV buyer if they are presented with the proper personalized information. And we are going to tailor our product, our marketplace, to present that personalized information to everybody to help them understand that EV is for everybody.
You know, I've sold many cars over the years, ICE cars, sadly, nearly always privately, rather than going to dealers, because you just get such a terrible price. And, you know, I've bought from the auction a few times, but when I've sold them, I've always done it through a personal ad and all those kind of things. And it is one of the bits of... We've been to places like Morocco with the markets on holiday, and that whole kind of bartering thing is just not where I'm comfortable. And they want it over there. They want, like, I'll sell you this thing for this, and then expect you to come in and lowball them. And for them, like, that's fun. But the whole kind of buying and selling thing, like, some people are natural at sales. Some people love that rough and tumble. I really hate that. And so what I love about what you're doing here is you are making that... selling your car just as easy as possible. If people just want to do something online, kind of get their car out there and let people know what's going on, that's such a cool thing to do. It kind of really appeals to the way that I would like to do it anyway.
Thank you. And when it comes to selling the car, we do put technology and research behind it. So we kind of help get rid of that hassle of going back and forward too much. We do present them what the vehicle should be worth in a private market. So when you do list a vehicle, we do have a whole bunch of algorithms and calculations in place. And the longer we are out there, the more knowledgeable we'll become and the more accurate we'll be able to predict somebody's EV value. So that way they could price it right. They could price it right so they could sell it quickly enough, but yet get the top dollar.
This is maybe a very silly question. It's the same colors as inside EVs. That's intentional, right? To make me, because when I went to the website, I was just really cut because I love the new color scheme since, you know, you updated inside EVs. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is like an alliance. And all of a sudden, all that trust that I've built over the years from reading inside EVs and trusting the editorial and trusting the people who write for it. And I'm like, oh, I feel comfortable now. But that was intentional, right? The same color scheme.
We do like the color internally in our entire organization. Yes.
You know, they look similar, and that's great because it kind of takes you from one to the other and holds your hand and says, look, it's okay. You know, it's the same team of people. We'll look after you. Hey, look, I really appreciate you making time. It's afternoon time here in the London, but in the UK, but morning time where you are. So what has today got in store? Just kind of more working on the website?
Exactly. We're lucky that now that we're out, we're getting user feedback. We're getting really great suggestions. We're really, you know, meeting internally and filtering through them, assigning priority, and really figuring out what our immediate product roadmap should be like. So it's a lot more of that today.
Well, I really appreciate you making the time to talk to all the listeners of the podcast about myev.com, and all the best with it. It's going to be a huge success. Thank you so much, Dimitri.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you for your podcast. We really enjoyed here.
Well, that is very kind of you to say. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you for listening as well, by the way. I know that your time is tight. You're busy. In fact, time is the one thing we all have in common as being finite. And whatever you choose to spend your time on, the fact that you spend any time at all listening to this podcast, it's enormously appreciated. Thank you so much for spending time with us every day. The news, as we normally do, taking a break today, so maybe tomorrow's podcast will be a slightly longer one than usual. We'll see. In the meantime, if you want to catch up with some of the previous news, some of the episodes from earlier this week have been particularly interesting, actually. It's been a busy old week for Tesla, as we've got just a couple of hours, if you're listening to this on Saturday, of the month to go. If you're catching up a couple of days later and you are well into July by now, then we are looking forward to hearing those Q2 deliveries and Q2 production as well of the Model 3. So, if you've got some spare time today over the weekend, maybe you've got a commute coming up next week and you want to stack up some old podcasts, well, the entire archive, by the way, all 165 of them are online. They're free and they always will be. Find them on iTunes or Google Play or TuneIn if you're listening in your Tesla or Stitcher or Spotify. The audio goes on YouTube and the blog is always online. Little WordPress blog I update every day at evnewsdaily.com. EVnews.com. If you want to subscribe, then you do get them first and free and automatically. And it would mean a lot, by the way, if you could take 2 minutes to leave a little review on your favourite platform, as that really helps out. Come and say hi on the socials. In the meantime, if you've got some free time over the weekend, come and say hi. Just search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.